in the whole wide graveyard of this earth, there is one empty tomb. Good morning. This is your announcer, Susie Bloom, seated just off the chancel of St. John's on Easter Sunday, the resurrection of our Lord. As this commentary leads you through our worship service, we hope you feel as if you are here in person with us. Our order of worship this morning will be the Liturgy for Holy Communion by Marty Haugen. Our worship assistant this morning is Brad Lynch. Please join us now as we sing our processional hymn, Jesus Christ is Risen Today, hymn number 127 in Lutheran worship.
Please stand.
Jesus Christ is risen today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Easter. Good to be with all of you this morning for worship. For those of you who are just with us for the first time, welcome to St. John's. It's so good to have you here. For all of you, all you other folks who are familiar, so blessed to be together this morning. This never gets old. I wish every one of you could come up here and see my view. It is awesome. God bless you and thank you for being here. We will be following the order of service as it's printed before you. We'll continue now with the brief order of confession and forgiveness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in His mercy, has given His Son to die for us, and for His sake He forgives us of all our sins. As a called and ordained servant of the Word, I therefore forgive you of all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy, Christ, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
For the reign of God and for peace throughout the world, for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Have mercy, Christ, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
For your people here who have come to give you praise, for the strength to live your word, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, and defend us, O God.
Amen.
Now the feast and celebration, all of creation sings for joy to the God of light and love and freedom. Praise and glory forevermore. Now is the feast of the Lamb once slain, whose blood has freed and united us to be one great people of God. Now the feast and celebration, all of creation sings for joy to the God of life and love and freedom. Praise and glory forevermore. Power and riches, wisdom and might, all honor and glory to Christ forever. Now the feast and celebration, all of creation sings for joy to the God of life and love and freedom, praise and glory forevermore. For God has come to dwell with us, to make us people of God, to make all things new. Celebration, all of creation sings for joy to the God of life and love and freedom, praise and glory forevermore.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray together the prayer of the day. We pray. God of mercy, we no longer look for Jesus among the dead, for he is alive and has become the Lord of life. Increase in our minds and hearts the risen life we share with Christ, and help us to grow as your people toward the fullness of eternal life with you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please have a seat.
The lector this morning is Ken Schabert. May God open our hearts to receive the word he speaks to us through him.
The first reading is from Isaiah chapter 25, verses 6 through 9. On this mountain, the Lord Almighty will prepare a feast of rich food for all peoples, a banquet of aged wine, the best of meats, the finest of wines. On this mountain, he will destroy the shroud that enfolds all peoples, the sheet that covers all nations. He will swallow up death forever. The sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove his people's disgrace from all the earth. The Lord has spoken. In that day they will say, "Surely this is our God. We trusted in him and he saved us. This is the Lord. We trusted in him. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please join in responsive reading of Psalm 118, printed in your worship bulletin.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. I will not die, but live, and will proclaim what the Lord has done.
The Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death.
Open for me the gates of the righteous, and I will enter and give thanks to the Lord.
This is the gate of the Lord, through which the righteous may enter.
I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes.
The Lord has done this very day. Let us rejoice today in him forever.
The second reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 11. Now, brothers and sisters, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preach to you. Otherwise you have believed in vain. For what I received I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, he appeared to me also, as to one abnormally born. For I am the least of the apostles, and do not even deserve to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them. Yet not I, but the grace of God was with me. Whether then it is I or they, this is what we preach, and this is what you believed. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia.
Please stand, if able, for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 16th chapter, verses 1 through 8.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Solomon both bought spices so they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe. And they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who is crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please have a seat. Let's continue with the sermon hymn number 138.
Join us now as we sing our sermon hymn, "He's Risen, He's Risen," hymn number 138 in Lutheran Worship. This is your Hour with God broadcast on tape delay from St. John's Lutheran Church, Depew, New York, at exactly 1300 on your AM dial, Radio WXRL.
He's risen, he's risen.
Lord, most of heaven, we do.
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text I chose for this morning's sermon is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18, and I'll read that for you in just a little while. Well, I have to tell you, I have some very, very exciting news for you today. Myself and many of the leaders here at St. John's have been brainstorming these last few months. We've had countless meetings. We've done very thorough research. We've consulted the leading experts. And the question, how do we get this year's Easter service to be the one that goes down in history, the one that everybody looks back at and goes, wow. Well, we thought, and I made some phone calls. I tried calling the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, but they were tied up, the nerve of them. We've got it better anyway. We tried to get one of those big TV preachers, but they were off this weekend. And so for a while, we were there scratching our heads. And then we got it. Then we figured it out. We're going to do what we've always done. We're going to be faithful to the Word. We're going to be festive in our approach. But this year, Easter services will be no longer than 45 minutes. 45 minutes. We're going to get it all in 45 minutes. Isn't that remarkable? A miracle, right? April Fools! Sit back. Get comfortable. At about the hour and a half mark, the elders are going to be coming down the center aisle with cold beverages, hot beverages for you, peanuts and pretzels. They will not, however, be going through the in-service emergency exit demonstration because, unlike the Easter tomb, the exits are sealed. Christ is risen, but you ain't until the benediction, and there's no telling when that's going to be. I'm just kidding. Or am I? April Fools and Easter. I had to jump on it. It hasn't happened since 1956. And it won't happen again, as I understand, until 2029. And you know something, while I joke about the length of the service, the truth is there is no better place for us to be than right here. It never gets old. The hymns, the butterflies in our church. Lois said yesterday, it's what, 21 or 22 years that these have been hanging in our church now. The festive choir pieces, the beauty of this chancel, the flowers. Well, some of the flowers, that is. I'm going to tell you a little something. I found this in the Bible. There are no hyacinths in heaven. Enjoy the smell here, because you're not going to smell them there. I didn't find it in the Bible. I made that all up. But I'm convinced of it. Those things are killer. By the time 11:15 ends, I'm hallucinating. I'm serious. My eyes are all clouded. I can't read anymore. But in all seriousness, what joy this day brings. And the message of today, man, the message, there is nothing more meaningful, there's nothing more powerful, no greater message for us to hear. Christ is risen. Surely, where are you? Christ is risen. He's risen Indeed. So beautiful to our ears, isn't it? And yet I suppose for some people this day is, well, it's nothing more than another day. For some people, it's no big deal. For some folks, Easter and the message it carries, it's considered silly. It's a made-up thing. It's a waste of time. For some people, there's more significant things to do today, more significant things to focus on in life, other things to center attention. And you know, as I thought about this, I couldn't help but think of a Bible passage that Paul wrote a long, long time ago. It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And this is what it says. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it's the power of God. Now maybe you're thinking to yourself when you hear this passage, oh, this one, it doesn't apply to me, not at all. After all, I'm here right now, right? But being real and being honest with ourselves, how we can sometimes get caught in the trap. Now maybe we don't call the message foolish, but how easily you and I can be a people who sometimes build our lives, our dependence on other things. How we can equate things like peace and hope with the worldly. Money, good health, good home, good retirement, lots of creature comforts. Now don't get me wrong. How blessed we are to be so blessed with those things. But to think that that's it. To make that everything. That's foolishness. Because in the end, what happens with that kind of stuff? And I suppose if that were it, then death would have the last laugh. But friends, that isn't it, is it? There's a richness for you and me that goes far beyond all the stuff that sometimes fights for our attention. Peace and hope are real for you and me, not because of the stockpile of things that we have, but because of an empty tomb. Look into the grave. Just imagine that you're looking into it now, would you? Look into the grave on that first Easter, and what do you see? It's empty. It's no joke. In fact, the only joke is the devil. The devil who is defeated. He's the laughing stock. And his foolish ways, friends, his foolish ways are trumped. Trumped and overpowered by faith. A faith that's given to you and me, and it's a faith in the crucified and risen Savior Jesus Christ who died for you and me, who rose for you and me. This Jesus, the one that you and I cling to, no matter how foolish other people may think it may be. We cling to Him. And every season of our lives, because He's power, isn't He? He's power for you and for me. Faith in this crucified and risen Jesus, the one who took our place, dying for us and rising for us, so that you and me might be a people who know freedom, a people who know light and life in all circumstances. Faith in our Jesus, our risen Savior, a death-defeating, devil-stomping Redeemer who gives to us victory now and forever. A death-defeating, devil-stomping Savior who gives to us true and lasting peace and hope, friends. You catch that? A death-defeating, devil-stomping Savior who gives to us true and lasting hope. Hope. having only positive expectations. Remember that from a while ago? Hope. Having only positive expectations for our everyday as God is able to raise us up as a restored people, as a forgiven people, a reconciled people, a renewed and rejuvenated and empowered people who the light shines through. And hope. Having only positive expectations for what is to come. After all, death isn't the end. Death doesn't have the last laugh. Life wins, friends. That's what today is about, right? Life wins. Life prevails forever with our Jesus face to face. And then, just joy. Just laughter. I'm reminded of these words that Jesus spoke when He spoke the Beatitudes, Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. For you will laugh. Eternal laughter. What a wonderful thought that is. Eternal laughter and joy with all the saints. Friends, we live because He lives. Today isn't just any old day for you and me, is it? It's Easter. And Easter makes all the difference. Easter, it changes everything. Friends, there is no greater message. And it never, ever gets old. Look into the tomb. What do you see? Nothing. It's empty. No joke. No fooling. And thanks be to God for that. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Happy Easter to you, my family. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Congregation's offerings are now being gathered by the ushers. This morning's radio broadcast is sponsored by Richard Thernhardt and Rosemary Kirsch in memory of Richard and Shirley Thernhardt and Anthony and Darlene Albanese.
gathered into one in you. As this cup of blessing is shared within our midst, may we share the presence of your love. As the grains of wheat once scattered on the hill were gathered into one to become our bread, so may all your people from all the ends of earth be gathered into one in you. Let this be a foretaste of all that is to come, when all creation shares this feast with you. As the grains of wheat were scattered on the hill, we're gathered into one to become our bread. So may all your people from all the ends of earth be gathered into one in you.
In addition to those who are printing the prayers in your worship bulletin, these also include Cheryl Hutchinson. Cheryl will be having some surgery tomorrow. Say a prayer for the Kent family at the death of Corey's father-in-law this past week. For Don Walzak, Don is going to be having some surgery tomorrow
as well. We say a prayer for Brad Lynch. Brad has been having some chronic abdominal pains and is undergoing some tests to determine what's going on there. So please keep Brad in your prayers. For Rose, that's a friend of Jim and Chris Sugg, who's having some medical difficulties. For my Aunt Bonnie Capozzi, who's recovering from surgery this past week. For Jamie Lorenz and her husband, Adam, as they are expecting a baby. It's been kind of a journey for them, and so they rejoice in that, but we now pray that God would continue to keep mom and baby in good health. Jamie is the niece to Barb Perry and Ed Lorenz and Karen Dowdle. So please keep the family in your prayers as well. And last but not least, if you would, say a prayer for Carol Jakubowski. That's a friend of Mary Warner. She's in tough shape in the ICU. We pray.
You give life to your church by joining the baptized to the body of Christ. Bless the newly baptized as we proclaim the one whose death and resurrection makes us one in you. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You give life to the world by laying a cornerstone among the nations. Give wisdom to Donald, our president, and all who serve in our armed forces, including Tracy and William from our congregation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You give life to those in need by the anointing of your Spirit. Comfort those who suffer, encourage those who care for the sick, bind up the brokenhearted, and wipe away the tears of all who mourn. We pray this day especially for Cheryl, the Kent family, Dawn, Brad, Rose, Bonnie, Jamie, Adam, and baby, Carol, and all those we name in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You give life to disciples. Let your Spirit rest upon this church that we may serve you in accordance with your words. Be with the Schottke, Schuler, Schultz, Schunk, and Siemens families, and all others from our congregation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You give life to our ministries. Bless the St. John's Cafe group as they fellowship with each other and gather around your word. Open the hearts and minds of all gathered so that bonds might be cultivated and faith strengthened. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You give life to the Lutheran Service Society in our community and beyond. Continue to bless their work with parents, the elderly, the disabled, and those with personal struggles. Send your Spirit upon the staff, giving them wisdom and strength as they seek to be your presence. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. Into your hands, O God, we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray, trusting in Jesus Christ, the spring of new and everlasting life. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give Him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to You, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God. But chiefly are we bound to praise You for the glorious resurrection of Your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. For He is the very Paschal Lamb which was offered for us and has taken away the sin of the world. By His death He has destroyed death, and by His rising to life again He has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with angels, with archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify Your glorious name, evermore praising You and saying,
Holy, holy, holy are You, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are filled with Your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in Your name. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed are You, Lord of heaven and earth. In mercy for our fallen world, You gave Your only begotten Son, that all those who believe in Him should not perish but have eternal life. We give thanks to You for the salvation You have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Send now Your Holy Spirit into our hearts, that we may receive our Lord with a living faith as He comes to us in His Holy Supper. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. And we pray together now as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when He was betrayed, took bread, and when He had given thanks, He broke it, and He gave it to the disciples, saying, Take and eat, this is My body, which is given for you, this do in remembrance of Me. In the same way also, after supper, He took the cup, and when He had given thanks, He gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This is My blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you, for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of Me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. As we've received God's peace into our hearts and our minds, let's share that peace with one another.
As those who are worshiping now turn to one another and exchange the church's ancient greeting of the peace of the Lord, pastor and members of St. John ask God to send His peace into your hearts as well. The peace that God gives us is a peace beyond human understanding and a peace that is eternal. Pass His peace unto someone else today. As the people of St. John's come forward to the altar to receive the assurance of Christ's forgiveness and strength for the days ahead through the sacrament of Holy Communion, the congregation will sing three hymns. The first hymn is On the Wings of Change.
One day when heaven is filled with his praises, one day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin. Well, among men, an example is he. The Word became flesh and the light shined among us. His glory revealed. Living, he loved me. Dying, buried, he carried my sin far away. Rising, he justified, freely forever. Now by his coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day.
Justified freely forever. One day.
Of St. John's are glad you have joined with us in our worship this morning. St. John's Church is located in the center of Depew, one block northeast of the intersection of Transit and Broadway at 67 Litchfield Avenue. As Lutherans, we believe that we are being saved by the grace of God alone, that we know about that grace from Scripture alone, and that God's grace acts in and to us only through our faith. Please worship with us in person in the near future. Our building is handicapped accessible. If you'd like more information about St. John's or about our faith as Lutheran Christians, please write to us. We also welcome your comments and suggestions about our broadcast. If you'd like help sponsor one of our broadcasts, we'd welcome your support. Write or call our church office for information. Our address is 67 Litchfield Avenue, Depew, New York, 14043. This is your announcer, Susie Bloom, wishing you God's protection and care for you in the days ahead.
Faith, the sound of my everlasting, Christ is risen, he is risen indeed. Now may this, your Lord's true body and blood, strengthen you and keep you in the true faith, for now and to life everlasting. Christ is risen, he is risen indeed. Depart in his joy and his peace. Now may this, your Lord's true body and blood, strengthen you and keep you in the true faith for now and the life everlasting. Christ is risen, he is risen indeed. Depart in his joy and his peace. Amen. your Lord's true body and blood, strengthen you and keep you in true faith from now to life everlasting. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Depart in his joy and in his peace.
Who would have ever thought serving communion is a workout? You ready? Post-communion canticle, please stand.
Praise to you, O God of mercy. Thanks be to you forever. Raising high the weak and lowly. Thanks be to you forever. From of old you loved and sought us. Thanks be to you forever. Truth and justice you have taught us. Thanks be to you forever. Strong is your faithfulness. Strong is your love. Remembering your covenant of life with us. Praise to you, O God of mercy. Thanks be to you forever. Praising high the weak and lowly. Thanks be to you forever. Thanks be to you forever.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
My dear friends, receive the blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.